We continue with the combination that we've been doing, hand on the heart, and learning to get used to, it is a training to get used to letting things be. Now, what's important in this training is that. And of course, the hand and the heart and the letting things be can be done singly, separately, and that would be each would be a very esteemed practice. But regarding letting the consciousness, the point of attention, letting it be, letting awareness be in its seat, or another phrase that's used is letting awareness float. The key here is twofold. One is that, like everything else in meditation, it will reveal our problematic habits before, or usually, anyways, before it gives its gift. So the problematic habits are that human beings, like everything else on planet Earth, are in constant activity. Our cells are in constant activity. Our hair is constantly growing. Plants are constantly doing something, growing, dying, giving fruit, putting forth flowers, etc. So there's a constant, activity. The waves are always moving. The wind is always blowing. To think that anything about a human being would be different than the rest of everything else on planet Earth is so ridiculous. It's, even the word delusion doesn't even, give it credit. So we will come in contact with fidgetiness, restlessness, that our mind, and whatever we are letting be is always wanting to move, poke, fidget, fuss, correct, or think we're correcting, adjust, change, and so forth. So it is so worthwhile, first off, to try to do a practice like this. And then secondly, to take it off the cushion and to really watch, really observe, really feel that deep, not just human. It has to do with planet Earth. We don't know what goes on other planets, but on this planet, which is why the Master DK said it's a third ray personality, the ray of creative activity. So forget about the ray. I'm just using it for those that have that reference point. Forget about that as a category or a concept. We live and everything around us does. Again, the waves, the wind, the leaves, come up with something that actually is still. Mountains are constantly growing and then they're constantly eroding. There just isn't anything on planet Earth, nothing. It's always spinning, it's rotating, la, la, la. So that gives us some patience and some loving kindness with ourselves when a sitting practice has its challenges, when letting be has its challenges, when we question if that is even worthwhile, either one. When we question if letting be, letting go, just be, simply be, it is worthwhile in any given moment. So that's the first thing it reveals. The second thing is the gift. That as we learn to do that on and off the cushion, just let be. We've been using hand on the heart simply because it facilitates for most human beings a sense of peace and empathy and kindness. That's why we're using it. Yes, it generates a field, absolutely. Yes, it goes into the world, and the world needs all that it can get of loving kindness and empathy and peace. Yes. And it simply helps with a practice like this. We have more loving kindness for ourselves as we're trying to do something like this. Something like this takes time, takes training, and it will not bring any fruit if we're not doing it off the cushion. So that's an encouragement and an invitation to all of us to let go, let be, simply be. Now, before we do today, excuse me. Again, 2 points briefly said. Alignment. Everything we've done since day one, you've meditated with me, and that's all I can speak about, has been an alignment. Whether we've been meditating together for 25 or 30 years, or we've been meditating together for months. Alignment. Well, alignment has a verticality. And yes, it's a concept, but you know what? We stand up from sitting in a chair. We put things on high shelves and low shelves. We reach up, we reach down. So, concept or not, we have very deep habits of consciousness about verticality. It's a collective deep habit of consciousness. Okay, so let's use it. Right? Use your duality to arrive at non-duality. So, arrive at, realize it's more realized. So, okay, fine. So, we put our hands on our heart, and right away, there's a higher vibration, there's a refined vibration, and we're not in our lower chakras. Great. So, there's a bit of alignment. There's a bit of verticality. Let it be. Don't move it. Don't fuss with it. Don't do anything. The training is simply be. And the second thing that will help is regarding simply be. It will take some effort for as long as it does. That could be lifetimes. And that's all right. Again, we use our duality, in this case, activity. We use our duality to realize non-duality. But we want to use as little as possible. So the key here is, again, like a hawk on the wing or something like that. The hawk is making micro adjustments. We don't want to get entangled in micro adjustments. We don't want to get entangled in the effort of simply be. You don't want to turn simply be into a very, vicious activity or something. We want to feel like the hawk on the wing, or putting our mind on a shelf, a very lighted, spacious shelf. We want to feel the acuity that is already there. The spaciousness, the ease that is already in that very nanosecond experience. It is already there. We are pure beingness. We already are at peace. Our challenge is that we forget that and chase after peace instead and get entangled in chasing. Okay, so I hope, and everything is incremental. Everything on our planet is incremental. Just observe it, see if you can come up with something that's not. I'd be happy to receive that email. So incremental. And therefore, love and kindness and patience and diligence. We smile. Just smile. It's amazing. It's amazing to be a human being. The amount of conscious awareness that we can bring to anything, that's amazing. The amount of transformation that we can personally bring into ourselves, bring into the world, bring into relationships, bring into any given moment in any given situation. The amount of transformation we can bring consciously, wow-wee, that is amazing. So we smile. How amazing it is. And what good fortune we have. Yes, we are human, so the good fortune of that. How amazing. And that we have the good fortune that we do in our lives. Even just to be able to sit here together. And all the causes and conditions that are involved right now. In this moment, this sitting. It's truly miraculous. And we know that because not all of us are here. 3 days a week. So, on those days that you personally aren't here, or I can't be here, you see, so it's miraculous that all the causes and the conditions come together for us to be together for this purpose. Truly amazing. And then we are feeling ourselves breathe. Another over-the-top miracle. And we know that's a fact because we all know people who have died. They stop breathing. So it's a miracle that we are here, that we are alive. and doing this. And already our minds are very suspicious and the clarity is very present, an acuity. And it's because we've smiled, because we've contemplated. How miraculous are all of this? We've opened our mind to those miracles, to noticing they're usually not noticed. And so we don't even need our hand on our heart today. There it is. If it's helpful, put your hand on your heart. Breathe, take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathe in with all the world. I'm grateful for the breath that the world has given us. Observe the miracles. Observe the miracles. Rejoice in them. Pray them forward. Love you all. Create your day.